Hello, friend. My name is Deb Weekly. Welcome to the Ministry of a Christian Stepmom, Day 1. Today's devotional is called Advice from a Former Bonus Kid. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for today. Thank you for my dear friend who is listening. I'm so grateful that she is here today. I'm so grateful for the family that she represents. I'm so grateful that she has taken on this calling as a bonus mom. She's a brave mom. And I just pray, God, that she would feel your love and your peace and your presence and your joy. I pray that this devotional will be so encouraging for her. And I pray that you would teach her some things that she will remember for the rest of her life. In Jesus' name, amen. The scriptures for today are Galatians 6, verse 9 in the NIV. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Esther 4:14b, NIV. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Mothers are important. We mold the hearts and minds of the next generation. This importance is not only true of birth and adoptive moms, but also of stepmoms. You might be wondering about my story and if I'm a stepmom. I'm not a stepmom, but I had three stepmoms, so I write from the perspective of a bonus kid. I pray that my story will encourage you and give you insight into your bonus child's heart. My parents divorced when I was young, and my dad remarried right away. My dad had full custody of me, so I lived with him and my stepmom full-time. These short years became one of the most difficult seasons of my life. My parents' recent divorce left me feeling wounded and broken. And furthermore, my stepmom didn't want me, so I never felt loved and accepted living in her home. They divorced a short time later, and I felt relieved. After their divorce, my dad dated a delightful woman named Sharon. Though they never married and they were only together for a short time, I will always remember Sharon for the way she loved me like a daughter and taught me much about life. She helped me learn all about how to apply cosmetics, and she even hosted my friends for sleepovers. Sharon was a delightful cook and loved to decorate. She was a beautiful example of a sweet mother figure who chose to invest her life into a defeated young girl. My dad later married a kind woman named Jean. My kids know Jean as Nanny, and she loved them always like her own grandchildren. Jean was just what I needed as an adult stepchild. She loved my dad well and took care of him until the end of his life. I will always be thankful for my sweet stepmom, Jean. As a stepmom, you have the God-given potential to make an enormous difference in the lives of your stepchildren. I fervently believe this is a ministry given to you by God to show His love to your potentially wounded stepchildren and teens. I don't know your situation. The children's birth mom may be fantastic, and if so, the children are blessed to have her. Much of the time, however, the mom may have deep wounds, which makes it hard for her to be the mother her children need. In any case, don't ever underestimate the power of your ministry to your stepchildren. You will never replace their mom, but you can always be a positive role model and someone who is always there for them and shows them the love of Jesus. While praying over today's devotional, I thought about the things I needed from my stepmoms when I was living with them. I felt the Lord impressing me to discuss 5 practical ways today that you can love your stepchildren during this season with your blended family in your home. Number 1. Pray. Prayer is your greatest work in your home. Pray for your husband and stepchildren to feel the love of Jesus in your home through you. Don't forget to pray for the children's birth mom and for healing to take place in her heart as well. Prayer changes everything. Number 2, be patient and keep loving no matter what. The children may resent you, but know they are hurting during this difficult season. Ask God to help you love supernaturally with the love of Christ. Cook as much as possible. Break out your crock pot and make sure the children have delicious smells in the kitchen when they come home. Have dinners together as much as you can, even if you are all busy. Number 4. Be present, available, and listen. Be there. Try to be home when the children are home. Take the time to ask about their day and listen. Give lots of sweet hugs. Go to their sporting practices and events. Host their friends in your home for special dinners and sleepovers. Your relationship will take a significant amount of time, but it's worth it. And number 5, stay positive as much as possible. Don't ever vent about their mom, your husband, or any situation to the children. Let them be children. They most likely have gone through a lot of difficulties with their parents' divorce and have wounds of their own. I lost my childhood and had to grow up fast because of my parents' divorce. They probably have too. They need time and prayers to heal, and the Lord will help them. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time to be together. Thank you for my dear, precious friend who is listening. Oh, Lord Jesus, wrap your arms around her. Whisper into her heart and tell her what a great job she's doing. Oh, Lord, let her feel your love right now, and no matter what she's going through, no matter what, that she will feel the love of her Savior, and she will feel you telling her, keep going, you're doing great, don't stop, keep going, and let her feel the pleasure of her Heavenly Father and know that her work here on the earth is eternal, and she has so many blessings coming her way. Bless her. Expand her territory. Let your hand go with her. Keep her from evil that she might not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.